Today is Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. Yesterday was Memorial Day, and that meant a three-day weekend. So we went to Charlottesville to visit my father and to visit wineries. And when we arrived on Saturday morning, or Saturday evening, I should say, my father was his typical self. The heat was on in his house, even though it was like 70 degrees outside. He had the heat on. And we did convince him to make dinner, so we cooked some dinner, and he ate a pretty decent amount. My father is 82 years old, and he does not eat very well, and he probably doesn't take care of himself very well. But and he lives alone, and I'm sure you've heard all this stuff before, but it was good catching up with my dad. A couple things I noticed. He's got really bad arthritis in his, I guess it's his right hand. The last three fingers on his hand are kind of like curled, and he can't straighten them out because his arthritis is so bad. And when he like bangs them on things or hit him on things by accident, it causes pain. And I thought, you know, that's too bad. He should be able to stretch those fingers out, but he can't. I was trying to work him for a minute, and he was in pain, so I left him alone. And then pretty much we just visited and caught up in him stuff, and he's doing okay, I guess. He's all, you know, all better from the hip break and the hip replacement he had a year and a half ago or so. And he's taking care of himself, just not, you know, you can tell he's getting much older. You know, the hearing aids, the having to shout at him, trying to get him to eat, the stray cats that he takes in and feeds, all this stuff is just, you know, still continuing on. On Monday morning, we took him out to breakfast, and I let him choose the spot, and he chose to go to McDonald's, and all he had was egg and sausage biscuit and a cup of coffee. And he said, because in the whole process of him breaking his hip, they had to intubate him or put that tube down his throat. Well, they broke his two front teeth, so he's had dentures made, and he doesn't wear them very often at all. And we were going to breakfast, and I said, well, don't forget your teeth. And he's like, I'm not going to wear my teeth because I don't like to eat with them on because they hurt and all this stuff. So I'm like, well, what's the whole point of getting the teeth if you're not going to wear them? Excuse me. And he did not wear his teeth. So he was walking around with no front teeth, and it just looked weird. And I'm just like, you know, he's 82 years old. Let him do what he wants to do. But it was just weird not having him eat with his teeth in. So, you know, typical old man. But it was fun catching up with him and, you know, checking up on him and what's going on and all of that. So, because I only get down to see him about three times a year. So, this was a good visit. While we were there, of course, we visited wineries, and we're up to 156 Virginia wineries now. And one we went to was way up in the mountains in Amherst, Virginia. And they had such a gorgeous view of the mountains because they're way up. It was way up high. It was like 1,800 feet or something like that. But it was gorgeous, gorgeous view. And you would think that I would see all kinds of birds, but I did see all kinds of birds, but birds that I had already seen before. But I did was able to photograph two new birds, and I posted them yesterday on the blog. A gray catbird, and that picture is not very good. I'm going to have to work on getting another picture of a gray catbird. That's a much better picture. But I also saw a brown thrasher, and which is a decent picture on the blog, so you can go check that out. But I was really hoping to see more birds. I kept, you know, I had my camera with me. I was looking all over the place for birds. I just couldn't find anything that I had not already seen. There were, you know, cardinals and blue jays and sparrows and, I mean, all the typical birds, but just nothing, you know, nothing fantastic or new. So I did not get to increase my bird viewing, only two birds. So I'm up to, I think, 44 birds now that I have photographed and seen in 2013. Another thing that I thought was interesting was the cicadas. Now, I'm sure you've heard that the cicadas, the 17-year cicadas, are out now. And in my area, in Northern Virginia, I have not heard them yet. They're not out around here. And some people I like talk to from work and say, oh, yeah, they're out at my house or they're out here. But I have not heard them or seen them around my house yet. But going down to Southern Virginia or, you know, Central Virginia where Charlottesville is, the cicadas, like we had been driving around all day, so we really didn't hear them. But when we got out of the car at my father's house, the hum and the buzz from these cicadas was just unbelievable. I was like, oh my God, what is that? What is that noise? And it was the cicadas. And I've noticed the whole weekend that we were there in Charlottesville and listening to these cicadas, the humming and buzzing kind of comes in these waves. Like it'll be really, really loud at one point, and then they'll quiet down to almost nothing. And then you hear them again. And then, of course, they're flying around all over the place, and they're on the roads, and the birds are eating them. And we saw dogs eating them and stuff. So, you know, they're definitely out down there, but they're not around here. And I'm wondering if they're going to even happen around my area, because I am not hearing them. I mean, I know they're out in Northern Virginia, but I haven't heard them around my house yet the way I remember hearing them, and especially not the same kind of buzz that was I was hearing when we were in Charlottesville. So I thought that was interesting. Back to Memorial Day for a minute. I was noticing on Facebook, you know, all these people post when there's a holiday like this. A holiday like this, everybody posts on Facebook, you know, thank you, veterans. Thank you for, you know, saving our country, or, you know, securing our freedoms and all this kind of stuff. And I want to correct all the people and say, you have it wrong. Memorial Day is the day that we remember those who died in the wars. You have it confused. You're thinking of Veterans Day in November when we thank and remember all the people who fought in the wars, but they didn't die. They're still alive, or they were alive at one point. So I like to correct people, but I didn't do it. I was just like, okay, even like these different wineries that we visit, they were posting on their, you know, Facebook pages, thank you to all the veterans who have served, blah, blah, blah. And I want to correct them and just say, no, you have it wrong. Memorial Day is when we remember those who were killed fighting for our freedoms. But I didn't. I did not correct them. Yeah, so I just think that's interesting. People on Facebook got it wrong. And even people I was talking to were getting it wrong. So, you know, yeah. So today's the May 28th, and tomorrow, May 29th, is my birthday. Since most of you will probably be listening to this on Wednesday, then you can say that today is my birthday. And I am turning 49 years old. Yep, 49, although I really don't feel any older. I know I probably look older, and my body says I'm a little older, but my brain thinks I'm still 22, which I was talking to with my father about, and he said, you know, I don't feel like I'm 82. It's my body that tells me I'm 82. I thought, well, yeah, I can totally relate to that. So I don't know. I definitely won't be doing anything special on my birthday. We'll be doing special things next weekend to celebrate my birthday. But just so you know, if you want to go over to the blog and just, you know, leave a comment saying happy birthday, that'd be great. I'm sure I'll hear it all over Facebook, happy birthday wishes and stuff. So that'd be fun. The 49th birthday, it's no big deal. You just move on. It's like nothing to think about or worry about. Although it'd be nice if I won the lottery on my birthday. Wouldn't that be nice, the Powerball? That'd be great if I won the lottery on my birthday. That would be so cool. Anyway, well, that's all I have for today. I know it's been a while since I've podcasted, but, you know, I don't want to talk about anything unless something comes up that I want to talk about, and this weekend I had stuff to talk about. So there you go. All right, so that's all for today. Until next time, bye.